Would you like to do some story time for us? Your latest book is so divine. I had to read it at my desk and try to not cry. It is so beautiful. It really is the circle of life. The illustrations are just divine. It's called The Tiny Star. Mem Fox, would you take a little story time for us?
I will. Thank you. Just in case people are panicking, it's only 2 minutes. Are we ready?
We're ready. I would never panic with you in the studio, don't worry.
Once upon a time, although this happens all the time, a tiny star fell to Earth and turned into a baby. The people who found it loved it immediately. They took it home carefully and wrapped it warmly in a quilt, all covered in stars. Everyone agreed it was the most beautiful baby they had ever seen. The baby grew rounder and rounder and taller and even taller than that until one day it was all grown up. It was caring and kind and loving and wise and was loved and adored in return. It had family and friends and hopes and dreams and a life that it lived to the full. It grew older and older and older still, and even older than that. The longer it lived, the more it was loved. Its family and friends took great care of it. They treated it gently and wrapped it warmly in a quilt all covered in stars. The years passed. It grew smaller and smaller and smaller still, and even smaller than that, until it was tiny once again. So tiny, it disappeared altogether. No one could believe it. They ran to each other and clung to each other to comfort each other and cry with each other. But the tiny star hadn't vanished at all. It had merely returned to its home in the heavens, and there it remained to rest. What a sensation it was when it was seen again, twinkling in the night sky. Every heart was lightened. Every heart began to mend. From that time onwards, everyone knew that the star they had loved so much would be there always, loving them from afar and watching over them forever.
Mem Fox reading her latest beautiful picture, child's or children's book, The Tiny Star.